Welcome to The Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music, laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ Night Music, Christopher Hyman, and tonight's guest is a brand new local band making their radio debut right here, The Medicine Stones, on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land, Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. You're listening to Calendar by Your Hand in Mine. It's from a documentary of Vancouver that Ali found from 1907, created by filmmaker William Harbeck, who went down with the Titanic just 5 years later. Quite the story. Our lives are shaped by stories. History, my story, your story. Is there a story that brings hope, gives us peace, brings meaning to our lives? I personally believe that story is found in the Bible. Although perhaps not at first glance, it's not exactly the easiest book in the world to read. Like all good things, it takes time and patience and perseverance. But there are broad overarching themes, threads that run from Genesis to Revelation. Studying these can give you a bird's eye view of the panoramic plan of God. It's not an archaic, out-of-date list of rules and incomprehensible ideas. It's a story, a love story. It's the grand story of redemption, a story that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's a story of God who created man for fellowship with himself, and then watched as man rejected him, as God put into place a plan that he had devised. As God put into place a plan that he had devised in eternity past to restore man to fellowship with himself. Do you know this story? I believe it's found woven throughout all of our stories. And just because they're stories doesn't make them fairy tales or unbelievable or unreal or untrue. I believe that the stories we believe shape our lives for better or for worse. What was good in your life? What went wrong? What are you trusting in to fix it? And what ultimately keeps you going? What do you hope for? Is there something to believe in? And why talk about this on The Medicine Show? While many believe that the Bible can be written off as a collection of disparate books lost in translation, meaningless ancient fairy tales with nothing to gain from them, I believe that the Bible is good and true, and that reading it as a story helps us to put our lives into greater context with the grand story of the Creator, and by understanding His story, come to know Him and love Him. And in keeping with The Medicine Show tradition of giving a prescription, my prescription for you tonight is The Greatest Story Ever Told. I'm going to read a quote by C.H. Spurgeon on the study of God. This subject is eminently consolatory. Oh, there is in contemplating Christ a balm for every wound. In musing on the Father, there's a quietus for every grief. In the influence of the Holy Spirit, there's a balm for every sore. I know nothing which can so comfort the soul, so calm the swelling billows of sorrow and grief, so speak peace to the winds of trial, as a dedicated musing upon the subject of the character of God. So we're going to start the show with a prayer attributed to Chief Yellow Lark. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, and whose breath gives life to all the world, hear me. I am small and weak. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty, and make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise, so that I may understand the things you have taught my people. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. I seek strength not to be superior to my brother, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes, so when life fades as the fading sunset, my spirit will come to you without shame. Amen. So stay tuned to The Medicine Show. We're going to keep wrestling with this one for a while and hopefully find some insight. And now a really cool story. I met a woman named Addison Falls at a really neat event called The Kitchen Table. It's something in Mount Pleasant once a month. I'll tell you about that some other time. But she's got some really, really great tunes. And she just released her her EP called Messy, and she had what she described as a dream come true CD release of that album just about a week ago. So we have the pleasure and the privilege of spinning a few of her songs tonight. So we're going to start off with a song by Addison Falls called Where's the Line on The Medicine Show. You were listening to Addison Falls on The Medicine Show with her new song called Where's the Line? And in the studio live with us right now, we have the brand new Vancouver band, hot on the scene, The Medicine Stones.
Woo! Welcome. Hot on the scene, babies.
Welcome to The Medicine Show, guys. So we have...
Thank you.
We have Jason Lawrence. I don't know if you've heard of him before, but he seems kind of familiar.
Yeah, something medicinal, something reminiscent of the past.
Oh, he used to be the host of The Medicine Show. That's where I know you from.
Broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
Oh, that's where we got it, eh? Okay.
Yeah, I kind of feel like a cheat being on this show as a guest because it's like, do I have some sort of pull to become a guest here or something?
It had nothing to do with pull and everything to do with me wanting you guys here tonight. So we also have Arno, and it's Picard, right?
Yeah.
Arno Picard here.
Yep.
Welcome to The Medicine Show.
Thank you.
And this other guy I recognize from somewhere, this is...
I'm DJ Alibaba.
Right!
Hello.
Also from The Medicine Show. This is a very interesting evening. All right, well, you guys want to play a song?
All right. Okay.
What are you going to play?
We're going to play the song No Shame, which is a song featured on this film called Promising Practices in Indigenous Communities. Now, this film is a documentary that has just been released by the Canadian Aboriginal AIDS Network, which is it's a film about hope in the face of stigma and discrimination. because there's several First Nations communities, especially in Saskatchewan, who have a strangely high number of incidents of HIV infection rate. And so nationally across the country, it's somewhere if 5 point something. And then on the reserves in Saskatchewan, it's 64, 65. It's 5 point something nationally out of 100,000. So then in the reserves, it's 65 point something out of every 100,000. So it's really strangely high, like an like it's being compared to an African country. So this song was written about the subject and featured in the film, which will be played at the Rio Theater on the 22nd, free admission. Anybody wants to come by. We played at 6 o'clock, featuring the Sons of Granville, and the Medicine Stones will be playing there, doing some of the soundtrack that was featured on the film. So,
what day is that?
It's on the August 22nd.
August 22nd at the Rio.
At the Rio. We're encouraging people to come out and join us.
Great.
Take a look at this inspiring film of hope. It's really important to keep the conversation going. And the only thing we're asking, we're not, you know, asking for anything but for people to have some compassion for people who face discrimination and stigma. So have a heart.
Cool. All right, the Medicine Stones on The Medicine Show.
This house you are born, this is who we are. You can never be torn, even when you are far, far, far. Home fire burns. Welcome you back home. There's no shame in compassion, but there's dignity in love. And I'm positive. Outside can be cold. Yesterday is gone. Even when we are told, can the silence hold on? Open my heart. There is no shame in compassion, but there's dignity in love. And I'm positive that the positive must still flow through your veins. It's never too late. This journey teaches us love, new perspective on life. Like a medicine wheel, need a compass, need a
ocean.
All right. The Medicine Stones on the Medicine Show. That's pretty cool.
That's cross-branding, babies.
All right. So we got some commercials here. We'll be right back with the Medicine Stones.
For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
We're back on the Medicine Show. Tonight we have the Medicine Stones live in the studio, and we're also talking about stories, stories that shape our lives. And specifically, I've chosen to focus on the story that runs through the Bible. And the themes that run through the scriptures are like threads in a tapestry that are woven together to form a great story of redemption. And it's amazing how God's story is actually our story, creation and fall, redemption and restoration. And in creation, one Hebrew word sums up the picture of creation in the Bible. Shalom, peace. Earth was full of God's shalom, the kind of peace in which everything works according to God's intention. The world was made for human flourishing. There we could live in joy in the presence of our Maker, worshiping God by loving Him and one another forever. And I believe that because God creates, I can be at peace. I have someone to be grateful to for my life and the goodness and blessings in it. And I have someone to question and seek answers from when I'm confused and hurt and suffering. So we're going to play the Tea Party's cover of Daniel Lanois's song, The Maker. Funny story about Daniel Lanois is the Tea Party covered another one of his songs on their album Triptych back in about 99, 2000. And he joked that he made more off the royalties from that one cover than from his entire solo career. And this is the guy who basically made U2 a successful band. But anyways, this is the Tea Party with The Maker on The Medicine Show.
Twisted mile. I'm a stranger.
Baptist. He was walking to me with the Maker. And my body is bent and broken.
We're back in the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And that was The Maker, a Daniel Lanois cover performed by the Tea Party. We have the Medicine Stones in the studio live with us right now. They're going to play another song for us. Is that right?
What? We are? But we're going to go to a commercial break.
You want to go to a commercial?
We're going to go to a commercial break and just... for a few minutes. Do you have everything queued up for the commercial?
Yeah, I do.
We'll be right back on the Medicine Show with some Medicine Stones and more medicinal music and healing energy. We'll be right back on the Medicine Show. Thank you.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking...
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
All right, we have the Medicine Stones here live in the studio at CITR, and they're going to play us a song. So take it away, guys.
All right. We're just settling in here. How's everybody doing? Okay? All right. Thank you so much for having us on tonight, Christopher.
My pleasure.
There's nothing to be said. Let's just play it. You ready?
Yep.
It's a battle raging on when
and it's only you.
All right.
So many things you could do with your time. Make every second count like it was something that would make you proud. You're exactly where you need to be when things change all the time. So without safety now, get set to let your real potential show. There's a battle raging on when it's on the hill. Slip behind everything and take it to your castle. But you fall out of line to burn your bill. It's not to the word that you think, but the thoughts you say. as they're saying. They can make me hungry, can't stop me from praying. Thinking about my weakness, and they can take you away. Y'all are gonna be a better part of me, give it straight for another day. Life comes from love, it's what y'all born to do. It's in your heart, I see the best in you, I see the best.
Woo! Oh, babies! All right, nice jamming.
Nice jam.
All right. Oh, I got you offer a high five. I was like, what you got?
I need the microphone. Awesome. The Medicine Stones on the Medicine Show.
Having too much fun in studio.
We are having too much fun tonight. It's a good night. I'm glad you guys could be here. Yeah, we're also telling stories tonight. Stories that shape our lives. And we're focusing on the features of the grand story in the Bible. And yes, I do believe it's a grand story. That it's actually a woven... There's a story running through the whole Bible. And after God created everything... There was a fall. Adam and Eve rejected God's rule over them. We refer to their rebellious choice as the fall. We have, through our attitudes and actions, declared ourselves to be God's enemies. And this rebellion results in great and terrible consequences. But thankfully, the loving Creator, who rightly and justly shows himself to be wrathful toward our evil choices, is determined to turn evil and suffering we have caused into good that will be to his ultimate glory. So the next movement in the story shows God implementing a master plan for redeeming his world and rescuing fallen people. In the person of Jesus, God himself comes to renew the world and restore his people. And the grand narrative of Scripture peaks there with the death and resurrection of Jesus. And so we're going to hear a song by Soul Asylum called String of Pearls and see if maybe you can see some threads, maybe some strings of those of the story woven through this song. Soul Asylum on the Medicine Show.
She swings the string of pearls on the corner. The street lights reflect the light in the water. The string, it snaps. Pearls go sailing and they splash and bounce and roll across the wet street as she bends to chase the pearls. A car swings round the corner. She darts from the eyes of the panic-struck driver who's racing to the delivery room. 'Cause in the backseat, his wife is busting out of her womb. Signs his name, takes the blame for all of the names.
lover's funeral who died in the bathroom, hit his head on a urinal when they got together. The knowledge was carnal and the widow was at the funeral and they had quite a cat fight and they fell into the hall where the casket was resting and the preacher just left in the middle of the service cause death was one thing. Women made him nervous and he ran to his car and he drove round the corner. Then something in the street caught the light in his eye. He pulled over, reached down, and picked up a pearl from the gutter. And he didn't know what to think. And he brought it home and washed it in the sink. And he gave the pearl to Sister Mary Teresa, who could not accept it. So she gave it to Lisa, a young prostitute, who was missing a pearl on the necklace that broke late last
pushing around the weather vane, Jesus. Municipal lighter, he sees the killer's face. Maybe it's someone standing in a killer's place. 20 years for nothing, well, that's nothing new besides. No one's interested in something you didn't do. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see what the morning brings. Dreamy dreams where the high school's dead and starved. It's a museum and we're all locked up in it after dark. The walls are lined all yellow, gray, and sinister, hung with pictures of our parents' prime ministers. We came and pretty things. Wait and see what tomorrow brings. Late breaking story on the CBC. nation whispers we always knew that he'd go free. They add you can't be fond of living in the past. If you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see what tomorrow brings.
That was the Tragically Hip with Wheat Kings on the Medicine Show. And right before that, we had Soul Asylum, The String of Pearls, a couple songs that are straight-up stories. They're very interesting stories, too, I think. And that's what we're talking about tonight on the Medicine Show, is stories. Stories that shape our lives and the themes in those stories. And we've been talking about the grand story of the Bible. And the next part of the story is that Jesus redeems this man, who was God himself, who had never done anything wrong. He came and paid ultimate punishment for us. But the crazy thing about this story is that he loves us. He's a guy who knows everything about us, and he's actually our advocate. He's the one appealing to, like, the court of the universe and saying, I know we really screwed up, but, you know, there's this thing about him you don't quite know. Like, I love him. Like, this is neat quirk this guy has. He's such a great guy, really. You just got to get to know him. And that's Jesus in this story. It's just unbelievable, the love that we can experience through this story. And because Jesus redeems us, we can forgive people. Because we've been forgiven, we can forgive others. Because we've been freed, we can walk in freedom. Because we've been loved, we can love others. Because we've been blessed, we can bless others. And with that, I think we're going to hear another song from the Medicine Stones here.
You know, I'm really liking this new theme on the Medicine Show. I always tried to play it pretty subtle on this show and, you know, make it for everybody and not push people away that have been traumatized by religion. But this is like true spirituality in the face of corrupt religion. And, you know, I've always said something quite scandalous, and nobody, I don't want to push anybody away further, but I've always said, like, religion is like the perversion of spirituality. So embracing spirituality, this is like, I'm really happy to hear the way that you're putting this tonight. And I want to thank you personally, Christopher, for, you know, taking this show in a really powerful direction and, you know, saying it like it is instead of, like, you know, I've, like I said, I've always been kind of subtle. So, like, things are moving, things are evolving, might as well evolve, right?
Well, I mean, who hasn't been hurt by organized religion? It gives the real meaning of religion a bad name. I'm fairly certain the Latin origin of the name, the word religion, is relationship. And religion isn't meant to be this codified list of rules where you're bad and you're good and look at all the good I'm doing and I'm better than you. It's never been about that. It's been about a relationship with God first and foremost. But all right. Anyways.
Well, I did want to touch on, we had a discussion a little while ago. Like, I mean, we try and make, you know, the discussion about not so much about what's your next gig and which pedal did you use on your last recording, is what is healing to your community and what can you contribute and stuff. So I did want to talk about a conversation we had about meditation a little while ago. And you were telling me something that was insightful to me personally. And I says, well, I'll have to go home and meditate on that. I love your reaction, because you're saying, oh, yeah, that's cool, because don't just go and clear your mind like some sort of a, I think you used even words to be charlatan in talking about people.
I may have called you charlatan, but not at that point.
No, not at that point. So now, maybe I'm not like, I don't have any authority to speak on such a level, but I'd like to, like, since other people have given their opinions about meditation, we've had people do guided meditation on the show and they said, okay, breathe deep and relax your shoulders, you know, relax the tip of your head and the shoulders. And so these are the kind of things that you can do to get into state of, like, as I said, beta brain waves and take yourself into a really relaxed state. And I believe that, you know, that could be in a way to make yourself sort of clear yourself of distractions, but not clear yourself of thought. Because when you clear yourself of thought and just completely, like, vapid nothingness, that can, like you said, invite other influences that can creep in from bad places too, right?
I don't know if I was talking about that. I was just saying it's kind of like our minds were created by the Creator to be essentially in continuous communication with Him, right? So much of our anxiety and depression and experiences from those parts of the spectrum of the mental realm we've just stopped talking with God, and the cobwebs are piling up, and the things that aren't true about life are mounting and shaping our, that's the story that we start telling in our heads, and it shapes the world we're experiencing. And if we're spending time in scriptures, learning about, like, getting to know God, not just learning things about Him, but getting to know Him as a person, getting to know what He's like, He's not going to throw you into the abyss, you know, like, that's not His character. So if you're having thoughts of, wow, I'm getting sucked into a black hole, the world's ending and it's just, everything's ripping apart, it's like, no, that's probably not happening, and you've probably lost sight of who you are and who God is and what He thinks of you and what life is about. And so, yeah, when you're spending time in scriptures and you're filling your mind with right thinking, proper thinking about these things, about these different, because there is an authority on this stuff, and it's the Bible. That's what we're
right,
told.
Okay.
Right. And so if you're filling your mind with thoughts that help shape your world accurately, then you're going to spend a lot less time in places of anxiety and depression, because you're going to start to have more peace.
Well, specifically speaking about meditation, okay? So, I mean, I remember growing up and people complaining that, oh, it's just so hard to meditate. I can't clear my mind and just have nothing in there. Like, they always say, like, you know, clear your mind of thought completely. And it just seems like unrealistic, because, you know, meditating on something is realistic because you're actually taking the time to consider it deeply. But so I say, yes, breathe deeply, because breath is the first gift of life that you've been given by the Creator. And then, you know, when you come into that relaxed state so that you're clear your mind of the distraction of life, like television and media and all the bad news and all that stuff that distracts you, you can actually go into a state where you consider things like scripture or the result of your prayers, in that if you're praying about something, you kind of consider what you've prayed about and meditate on a result, and like, what does it mean, and what does it mean to you personally? So, yes. So, some practical advice: breathe deeply, take in your gift of life that you've been first given as a baby, and relax the top of your mind, relax down into your shoulders and in your chest and in your stomach and your hips and down to your knees. And when you've gotten there to a really relaxed state and you're free of distraction, consider all of those things. Don't just free yourself of all thought and clear your mind completely, but consider, how can you be a part of your community, and how can you really, like, before you go to God, how can you communicate with your fellow man in a peaceful, respectful way that's real? And you know, how can you bond with your family and the long, deep, cavernous places that you've built up of separation between you and your family and your community and your fellow man? Work on what is really truly going to make you happy and what is really truly good for you. Ask yourself these questions. You know, how can I be a better person? And that's really important, and that's a good thing to meditate on instead of clearing your mind. So, yes, get to all those braided waves. That's just my thought. And so when you talked, you said that you're appreciating that I'm just, you're not just clearing my mind. So
Yeah, and that's the beauty again of shaping your life around a story that gives great meaning. Like if you're reading the Bible about what it says about who we are, what's our identity? I mean, people put wrap their identities up in all sorts of, I mean, sometimes preposterous things, like how much money they have or how much beer they can drink or how fast they can drive their car, whatever, right? Like the people are attaching how I identify.
Mm-hmm.
If we're reading the Bible about who we are, it says that we're loved by God. We're like his children and we're sent by him out into the world to make the world a place where people experience God's peace and love and blessings. And we're meant to welcome people into our family, like the medicine show family you talk about. And we're called to be servants, not slaves. Everybody's got their conspiracy theories, and they're afraid of becoming a slave, so they don't answer to any authority. But without a proper, healthy respect for proper authority, I think people get really kind of angry, and they're just fighting everybody. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. And if you see yourself as a servant, then there's nothing beneath you. You know, like it doesn't matter if you're doing a slavery type job. You see what you can do to help people. How can you help and love your neighbors and make the best use of the gifts that God's given you?
And that totally reminds me of what Karina Keeling said a few weeks ago when she was on the show. She said, when someone tells you some criticism, you know, I know it's easier to catch flies with honey than vinegar, but when someone tells you some criticism and is even kind of harsh, you know, be humble. Don't get all inflamed with your ego and say, I don't want to hear that because that's criticism to me and you're judging me. And perhaps you could embrace it and consider it. Even if you don't like it, it could change you for the better, right? If someone calls you, for example, she always said, if someone calls you a racist, you know, say, oh, really? Maybe I'm not seeing what I'm doing. How did I offend you? I'm sorry. Maybe I'll consider what you're saying and, you know, take it or leave it, but listen and consider it. So, you know, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I did want to say that we do have to do the station identification. We're listening to this.
Just for old time's sake, would you like to take care of that?
Yeah. And so I guess I'm a bit of a control freak, let it go and stuff. I know that we need to say that we're broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I hope I got the call letters right after all this time.
Yeah, I think that was it. I think you did a good job.
101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on unceded land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations, and these territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. So we're going to play a song for you from the Medicine Stones. I'm going to trade you microphones, so we'll be right back. Give us a second. Have some patience, people. We're going to do a song about, you know, considering that there has been a lot of... there's been a lot of hard times. We're living in a world of tumultuous times. And one of the reasons that I had the dream of creating a medicine show was that in spite of the tumultuous times, there needs to be medicine for the people. As Naco and the medicine for the people would say, is that, you know, hard times are here, but lighten up, so... Your hatred is nothing sacred. Your mind's extraded. My breath is beating. It's complicated. But I'm betrayed. Don't contemplate it. Thank you.
affection, resent action. Give it affection. Stop all this connection. Constant obsession, like an addiction. Give me direction. Call it self-protection. You should get out of here now. Oh, it's not all that bad. Someone's always dying. And someone's always action.
Thank you.
That was the Medicine Stones with Lighten Up on the Medicine Show. And now we are going to play the world premiere of Addison Fall's new song from her new EP called Messy. And the song is Bullet Train. And we are honored to be able to play this for the first time on the air. Addison Fall's on The Medicine Show. We're back in The Medicine Show, and that was Addison Fall's world premiere on the air of Bullet Train from her EP, Messy. And we've been talking about stories here, And I've been talking about the grand story that I believe runs through the Bible. And the story doesn't end with redemption. God has promised to renew the whole world, and the Bible gives us a peek into this glorious future. The restoration of all things will take place, and the Creator will rid the world of evil once and for all. And because all will be restored, I believe that I can rejoice, I can endure, I can hope, I can imagine. What will a world without evil be like? What do you long for? What do you hope will be restored? Well, Johnny Cash has made a song that I believe might encapsulate one view of the restoration of all things. So here we have Johnny Cash, When the Man Comes Around, on The Medicine Show.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
last of the four beasts. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Holy cow, that's some heavy stuff. We're back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. And up next, we have another guest in the studio. His name is Christopher Heineman.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure. My name is Jason Lawrence, and I'm the host of The Medicine Show temporarily.
Wait a second.
Hey, what happened?
Okay, so what happened is Jason said, hey, Chris, can you play that song? You know that one you play?
And I you know like, that one that you play really powerful, like you wrote, but, you know, whatever? It's just so, I love this song. So.
Well, I didn't write it. A man named Dustin Kenzer wrote it. It's from his band called Thrice. It's actually loosely based on 1 Corinthians 13, which people call the love chapter.
Think thrice.
So, hey.
It's just another...
Anyways, please excuse that. So it's called the Love Chapter, so I thought it might be appropriate since this has been such a heavily Bible-themed episode here.
You know, heavy stuff, I must say. Love it.
Okay, well, this is the Love Chapter. So, the way of love. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love.
So I'm so glad that I heard that because it's been a while and I almost, you know, it's not that I forgot, but it's a great reminder. Are you saying that, is this the verse that, or this the part of the book, the story, that this song is inspired?
It almost certainly, I mean, I don't know for sure. I'm not Dustin Kenzer, but I'd be pretty hard pressed to believe it was based on anything else.
Yeah, like I could do all these things, but I don't know the first thing about love.
I speak in many tongues, many men. Argue with angels and I always win. But I don't know the first thing about love. I prophesy and know all mysteries. All hidden things are opened up to me. But I don't know the first thing about love. I don't know the first thing about love. The keys to open any door. I give all my possessions to the poor, but I don't know the first thing about love. And moving mountains ain't no thing to me. I've faith enough to cast them to the sea, but I don't know the first thing about love. I don't know the first thing about love. Play it, guys. Mm-hmm.
Well, love stands alone and still holds sway. And all other things shall fade away into the ground, into the grave. My body up unto the flames, and never once have I denied your name. But I don't know the first thing about love. I don't know the first thing about love. I don't know the first thing about love.
All right, beautiful thing. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I was going a bit radical on the things. I was trying to get a Christopher Hyneman.
Thank you, thank you. Thanks, Jason.
All the horses are going to transfer.
Okay, you guys ready to do a song now? Happy in Love. We're all about stories here tonight on the Medicine Show, and the best love stories burst forth in song at some point. This is especially true with the gospel. And our faith is a love song, and worship is the overflow of celebration in God. But I believe you have a love song to share with us.
I sure do.
All right, the Medicine Stones on the Medicine Show.
It's so funny to become the Medicine Stones, you know? Okay. Ads first. We'll be right back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter in just a moment.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah, 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
We're back on the Medicine Show with the Medicine Stones, and they're live in the studio here with us. And tonight we've been talking about...
Oh, my gosh.
Broke a string. I got a guitar you can use. It's cool. We've been talking about tonight's prescription, which is the greatest story ever told. I believe that our lives are shaped by the stories that we listen to and tell and read. And I've been enjoying telling this story. And now we're going to listen to the ancient traditional Chinese song, Tu Ning. Have you heard this one before? It's great. No, actually what we're going to do, we're going to go back to...
You know what's funny is that when you say that totally reminds me of my mother.
Uh-oh.
She used to make the exact same joke. I don't know. Is this a universal joke?
It's a terrible joke, but it's funny, kind of, you know? Because it's one of those, it's funny because it's terrible kind of things. You ready?
This is a love song. It's called The Wedding Song. Meet me in the morning, busiest intersection downtown. Pretend you don't know me, maybe we could go one more round. I would die trying to find what makes happiness for you. I would be lying if it all wasn't enough for you. What you did has made me happy in love. Happy in love with you. What you did has made me happy in love. Happy in love. Time like you do every day. Leave me with yearning, could be any other way. What could be better?
The Medicine Stones on The Medicine Show with their song Happy in Love. Thanks for coming on the show, guys. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you, dude.
Thank you for having us.
Not that that was absolutely fantabulous or anything, because, you know, it's late at night and, you know, it's not the best performance in the world, but I do want to encourage you all to come out and see this movie on the 22nd of August. August 22nd, 6 p.m., the Rio Theater. It is a free screening of the movie Promising Practices in Indigenous Communities in Saskatchewan, focusing on the health crisis there in the First Nations communities. And it's made a lot of people emotionally moved. And, well, there's not much I can say about it. It's a very powerful film. And the Sons of Granville will play there, and we'll play a couple of songs. Try not to burn your ears, but thanks for just trying to make it out.
Right on. And that was August 22nd at the Rio?
That's correct. It's a Monday night, so it's not, you know, it's not competing with your weekends. It's after work, easy to get to, right on Commercial and Broadway, right near the SkyTrain there.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Well, I think that's going to be the show for tonight. We could go all night, but I don't know. Does anybody else want to play more songs?
I do.
I could maybe play another one. You want to do one more? Let's do one more each, and then we'll see.
To feel some pain, this kind of love could drive a man insane. I'm kind and then I'm mean, no vice versa till we scream. This man got me in between. Fire in the rain. This kind of drive a man insane. Right is always wrong. His weakness is so strong. I've been losing my mind way too long.
You, Christopher.
I
think you've got another song in mind.
I do, actually.
You know, at this point, we're just jamming along. So.
Okay. Sorry, that was unexpected.
Woo!
seen your face in every child that smiles, and I can't help but rejoice. And I have heard the song called Thunder, but I knew it was your voice. Touch the holes in your calloused hands, suck my fingers in your side. And I was 6 feet deep in doubt, but now I'm sure that you're alive. And it's safe to say we'll never know everything, still blessings we receive. It's safe to say I really don't know a thing, till I choose to believe. Smelled the scent of the angel sweet floating in the summer air. I had breathed in deep the incense while the saints sent up their prayers. I have tasted and now I see, oh, I see that you are good. And I have ate your perfect body, and I have drank your blessed blood. And it's safe to say we'll never know everything, still blessings we receive. It's safe to say I really don't know a thing, till I choose to believe. So far down the line, the tracks always give out. Yeah, it's a leap from the lion's mouth. And it's safe to say I really don't know a thing, still blessings we receive. It's safe to say I really don't know a thing, still I choose to believe.
All right, that was me on the medicine show. Oh boy, I think we should probably sign out now. I think it's just about time to do that.
Time to say thanks.
Yeah, so every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, the medicine show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory on Musqueam land. Tune in next week on the medicine show. We will have more live music and hopefully some insight. I'm here with DJ Ali Baba, Ali Ghazani, and DJ, what is it, Paleface, Jason Lawrence. I'm DJ Night Music, Christopher Hyman. Let's give thanks. And thank you.
DJ Arno.
Thanks to Arno Pick.
Thank
like
you.
To thank Arno Pick for playing guitar.
Thank you to the Maker. Thank you to the Medicine Stones for coming on the show tonight. Thank you to Jason and Arno and Ali. Thanks to my wife, my daughters, my parents, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. Please let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. Coming up next is, I think it's the late night show with DJ Ray.
DJ Ray! But you know what? DJ Ray's not here, so we might have either some standard pre-programmed music or maybe even one of his shows that he's programmed. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I think it's just... some pre-programmed music from CITR.
We're going to leave you with Addison Falls' song from her new release, her Messy EP. This is Beat of My Heart by Addison Falls on The Medicine Show, CITR 101.9 FM. Good night.